This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
Good evening, you are listening to Love Sport Radio. Me, Joe Forrester, here with you. Remember, you can have your say at Love Sport Radio on social media, 0208 7020 558 if you want to give us a ring or send us a WhatsApp message. We are, of course, going to be talking about the impact that coronavirus has had on Cardiff City, and of course, it's had a massive impact on all football clubs at every stage of the pyramid. But of course, we lead with the sad news that former Cardiff City midfielder Peter Whittingham has died at the age of 35.
Back to Hudson, a few yards inside his own half. He plays that long. Shackle heads it away, only to Emmanuel Thomas. Turns it infield. Whittingham with the shot. Oh, what a goal from Peter Whittingham!
Peter Whittingham's goal against Barnsley there, which if you haven't seen, simply just Google Peter Whittingham, amazing goal. It's absolutely fantastic. And I think really that's the way that we should start talking about him and remembering for his extraordinary ability on the pitch and particularly contribution to Cardiff City. Ben James from View from the Ninian podcast is with me now. Good evening, Ben.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. Good, thanks for joining us, Ben. Obviously, we're starting with the sad news about Peter Whittingham. Ben Price is with us as well this evening. Good evening, Ben.
How's it going to do, Doris?
Yeah, good, man, good. Thank you very much for being with us. Ben James, if I can just start with you. Obviously, we led in with that goal against Barnsley. It's an absolutely incredible goal, and I think it really shows you what Peter Whittingham brought to a football pitch. What are your main memories of him as a player?
Like you say, I think you can search the Barnsley goal, but you can also search his name and any other goal. And it was like a competition with himself, really, to score the best goal he could. I think he signed for us in 2007. I think when he signed for us, people weren't really sure what we were getting, but he became just everything good we did went through him. And I think he was just this complete, you know, kind of you couldn't match him. He won off talent. He would score goals, create goals. He would do it all with this kind of shrug of his shoulders that went against everything he did on the football pitch. And I think he was just a generational talent, really. And I think we were, as a football fan base, as a club, we were so lucky to have him for as long as we did. And we were so lucky to get the best from him in that sense. And I think he was replaceable when he left, really.
And Ben Price is with us as well. And he was part of an amazing moment in Cardiff City's story. Top scorer during the 2008 FA Cup run. Part of that team, well, key player in the team in 2012-13, which obviously got Cardiff promoted to the top flight of football in the UK up to the Premier League. I mean, Ben, Peter Whittingham as a player, he was more than just a player for the club, wasn't he? Because he was talismanic and he was there for such a key moment in the club's history.
He's the player that's sort of synonymous with probably the most successful time in Cardiff City's history, an FA Cup final. You've got a League Cup final, you've got promotion as well. It's we've been really fortunate as Cardiff City over the last probably 12 years to be in like a really good, despite some crazy off-the-field stuff, to have like a really solid run of success on the pitch. And sort of wits was at the heart of everything. Like you said, played a huge part in the FA Cup run, played a huge part in the League Cup run. The year we got to the playoff finals, he was top scorer in the league that year. Just everything, all the success came through wits and his just class and ability. It was just uncompromised just how good he was. And you just only have to look at the tributes like former players and even clubs that played against him were paying to him to realise just how special he was and how important he was to Cardiff City over the last 10 years.
Ben James, what's the reaction been like among Cardiff fans?
I do think it's one of disbelief, really. I think, you know, he's 35 years old, it's so young. And I think a lot of Cardiff fans really didn't want to say goodbye to him when he left. And I think we never really had the testimonial for whatever reason. I think everyone just kind of, you know, when someone's so young, you don't think that this is going to happen. I think the reality is that we've all just realised how lucky we were to kind of live through, if you will, the Peter Whittingham period. I think he was here for 10 years. And I think we as a football club were lucky to kind of see him week in, week out. And I think that's what people are realising now, that, you know, we've had, you know, players come and go, but no one in this generation, how long, you know, how often do players stay at a club for 3-4 years, let alone 10 years? And I think we're kind of slowly realizing now how lucky we were really to have him for that period and how lucky we were to see a player like him at his peak and at the peak of his powers. And he dragged us through so much stuff, you know, like Ben was saying, that we, you know, the FA Cup final, we got the playoffs, we had the season where he scored 25 goals, the League Cup. He was integral to it all. And I think that's what we're so grateful for now, really, that we had him for that long and he was just the leader in everything we did.
Aaron Ramsey's been talking about the influence that he had on his game. Do you see him as, Ben Price, do you see him as being part of that transition that Wales had, obviously leading up to the fantastic run in the Euros and maybe with some, technically, some slightly more accomplished players? Do you see him as being somewhat of an inspiration to maybe some of those younger lads?
I think 100%. You look at Ramsey, his post, you can see just the profound effect Witt's had on him for the 18 months he played with him. I know they stayed in contact afterwards as well, and whenever Wales trained with Vale, Witt's was there with Cardiff. There was a bond there that he sort of had with a few of the Welsh squad. And it was just great to see a player at a world-class club like Juventus paying tribute, and such a heartfelt tribute as well, to a player that isn't well known worldwide but is so respected within football. It just shows how much skill and class and how much other footballers rate him, really.
Jay Bothroyd's been talking about retiring the number seven shirt. Ben James, you think that will happen? And what's the reaction from the club itself been like?
I think something needs to be done, whether it's retiring the number seven shirt or putting like a permanent memorial up to him in the club. I think, you know, I think, and I can't criticise the club in this, because I know the way testimonials work is you need to kind of organise it on your own behalf. And I think Whittingham wasn't the kind of guy who would do that. He kind of shunned the limelight in that sense. But I think the club need to react. And I think if you look at their statement and the way they've kind of reacted since then, they've been nothing but, you know, class towards it. I think it was such a shock, and I think that's what, you know, everyone is still quite slightly shell-shocked. And I think if we retire the number seven shirt, if we name a stand after him or put a statue up or something like that, that something needs to be done. And I think it will happen in time. I just think this isn't something you can account for, is it? I think when you think of a player retiring or leaving the club, you think, right, they're going to have a couple of years and you might get them back for a testimonial. But I think that might have been in the works, but it was just, you know, this is such a shock. I think 35 years old, it's no age really for someone to kind of lose their life. And I think everyone's just kind of reeling somewhat. And I think the club will have the appropriate response. I think it might just take a few weeks with everything that's going on, you know. Nothing's in the right place at the moment. And I think this is kind of just taking everyone back maybe 3 or 4 steps.
Yeah, absolutely. Really sad and quite shocking news. Peter Whittingham, former Cardiff City midfielder, died at the age of 35. As we said, part of that FA Cup run in 2008, part of the club getting promoted to the Premier League in 2012, 2013. Sadly missed by Cardiff fans and the football community at large. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, Aaron Ramsey, Jay Bothroyd, among the people leading tributes to Whittingham. And Cardiff fans will be interested in hearing your memories of him as a player and his time at Cardiff at Love Sport Radio, or you can give us a ring 0208 07870 20558. Right, in a few moments' time, we're going to be talking about the impact the coronavirus has had on the Bluebirds.
For the fans, by the fans, Love Sport Radio.
Good evening. You are listening to Love Sport Radio. Me, Joe Forrester, here with you on the Cardiff City Fan Show. Ben James and Ben Price from The View from the Ninian podcast are with me this evening. And remember, from the 31st of March, Love Sport's national station will be the only way of listening to Love Sport on DAB radio across the UK. If you are listening to us on Love Sport London, you need to retune your radio. Retuning is an easy process. Just press the auto-tune, refresh your auto-scan button on your digital radio, or go into the menu and press auto-tune to make sure you don't miss your favourite shows on Love Sport. And Cardiff fans want to hear from you tonight at Love Sport Radio or 0208 70 20 558. I'm, as I said, here with Ben James and Ben Price. Ben James, obviously, second weekend without football. How are you holding up?
Struggling, really. I think it's quite a weird thing, because obviously the weeks are okay, but then it comes to Saturday and that's usually the thing you look forward to. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I've reloaded Football Manager onto my laptop, but that's not really kind of
Which version?
The latest one, because it's free at the moment. They made it free for people for the next week. Yeah, I honestly don't know. I mean, what would you do on a Saturday? What are you going to do tomorrow?
Well, I've tumbled a little bit down the rabbit hole, because I actually found that Championship Manager 2001-2002.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I've heard about this.
Which I would say is the classic version of the game. I mean, just to contextualise this for our younger listeners, if you try and pull your fullbacks into a wing-back position, it labels them as defensive midfield left and defensive midfield right. This is a time before football knew what wing-backs were. Leo Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo are not on the game.
Yeah, that's old school.
It was a simpler time. I've just essentially, apart from coming here on Love Sport, just started a new job as a full-time football manager 19 years ago. Ben Price, how about you? How are you handling it without the football?
I'm struggling. This week has been the longest decade of all time. Just the lack of football is just doing my head in. I can't deal with it. Just like tonight, even still, it hasn't comprehended to me that there is no football. I sat down, turned on the PlayStation looking for something to watch. I thought, stick on Sky Sports, your game's on.
Yep.
And then you're there going, there isn't any games, is there?
Do you know what? I've said so many times, there's too much football on. There's always a football on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It makes Saturday afternoon less special. And I'm just saying to the gods of football, I'm sorry, and I didn't mean it. How wrong I was. Right, obviously, Cardiff only a few points off the playoffs. 2 points behind Preston in sixth, I think. And obviously with the season stopping now, we understand the season will be finished. Football's postponed until the 30th of April. Obviously, it's the same case for all of the clubs. But while you're putting together a charge at the playoffs, and admittedly your form hadn't been great recently, do you feel like this kind of break, this hiatus, would help the team? Would it hinder when you come back? I know we can't put an actual date on when football will get underway again. But it's certainly going to be a very strange scenario, isn't it, Ben James, when football does come back and you've got a few games left to play and you're still chasing those playoff spots?
Yeah, I honestly don't know how it's going to play out, really, because I think, you know, when it comes to the playoff run and everything else, they always say that momentum's the most important thing. Mm. And I think, you know, the teams who end up in sixth, who maybe have put together like a last sort of five or six games run, is the team that's most likely to go up. I think we're in a good position in that sense, that we've got 2 points off the playoffs. We're not kind of, you know, resting on our laurels in a sense that we might be 10 points clear. We've got that chasing to do. But I just don't, I don't remember a time where this has happened previously. And I think when you think of it that way, it's kind of, how do the players react to it? You know, they're not necessarily in training, because obviously kind of group situations are being banned and monitored. And if players have had kind of symptoms at the club, then they're going to be self-isolating. So then, you know, how are the players keeping themselves busy? And if they're doing it at home, then they're not in those game situations. And it almost feels like that no matter when we go back, if we've got 8 games left, the first couple of games are almost going to be like pre-season friendlies. And I think in that sense, for us, that might be a bad position to be. We want to hit the ground running if we want to kind of make up those 2 points. And I think if we can't hit the ground running, if we kind of stutter over those first couple of games and we go back, then the playoff run, as almost as kind of imaginary as it sounds at the moment, because we're a month away at least from probably playing football again, that playoff run kind of goes up in smoke.
Yeah, and Ben Price, it's hard, isn't it? Because you've seen all these, and I know obviously Cardiff are a championship club, but you see Aubameyang and Pogba posting pictures from their home gyms in their mansions about how they're staying fit. And it's fine if you've got a football pitch in your house. And Paul Pogba does have a mini football pitch in his house, and Aubameyang's got a full spa set up in his house, and that's great. I'd probably be in tremendous shape. But even for clubs in the championship, players just simply at home don't have access to necessarily world-class facilities to stay in shape, do they?
It's a strange one. You follow a lot of the City players on Instagram, following them, seeing what they're up to. A lot of them are posting videos themselves in the gym and trying to keep fit and trying to stay on track and doing what they can in their houses. But they're only human. There's only going to be a certain amount of time they can do that before they sit on the sofa and start playing FIFA. I'm going to be the same. I've got a few weeks off of work and just look at that thinking, there's only so long you can stay motivated before you think, when is this actually going to return to normal? How long do I have to do it? It's only natural for players to sort of take their foot off and think, oh, this is the end of the season. They can chill. But it's not like they can go abroad and do anything as well. They're literally just stuck in their houses. And even if you can keep a certain level of fitness, but like Ben said, it's going to be pre-season sort of fitness levels. You're missing that sort of match sharpness. If you're not playing for a month on end, it's a really, really strange scenario. I think footballers can be finding it really bizarre to keep themselves motivated without any games, because it's not like you're going into the training ground and having the normal day-to-day banter either. It's different. It's a totally just unfamiliar scenario for all footballers at the moment. It's going to be a real test of character to see how players come back from this and sort of how they hit the ground running, and see who's the level of professionalism, really. And I think in a way they've got to be so professional, almost cyborg-like. It's really, really strange.
I'm absolutely convinced that these home videos going on social media are for the managers. 100%.
Oh, yeah. Look at me. I'm definitely doing the gym work.
Oh, yeah.
When I work from home, I send a cursory email at 10 a.m, a cursory email at midday. It's all for show.
You can schedule them. If you get up at 8 o'clock, schedule them throughout the day.
100%. 100%. Yeah. So when you're thinking about having your afternoon naps, sorry guys, I've actually got a conference call, so I'll check in afterwards. It's simple. It's simple. We've absolutely got this mastered. So they are going to finish the football season. They are going to finish it. The football's suspended till April the 30th. No matter what happens, even if we end up playing next season in December, this season will get finished. That being said, there's issues with player contracts. Now, almost all player contracts and staff contracts come up for renewal on the 30th of June. That's the cycle that football's on. So Ben James, let me ask you, that's going to be a huge issue, isn't it? Because Cardiff might be pushing for promotion and say they're playing across the end of June, start of July. They're pushing for promotion and might have players sold from under them, or they might start after the 30th of June and have different personnel to those who were playing in the previous campaign. That's hugely difficult for a club.
Of course it is, and I think when you look at the Cardiff squad at the moment, I know that people like Danny Ward and Jazz Richards are looking at contract renewals, but we've also got loanees on the books from Nottingham and Aston Villa, Dion Sanderson and Albert Adoma. Mm-hmm. And I think those contracts again run up to the end of May, and I think they kind of tend to roll over if you're involved. But the way Cardiff were probably planning it was that it would take them up to the start of May. So then there's a whole load of questions there, because I think it's not even let alone the contracts, it's the insurance that comes with it and everything else. And I think it kind of happens in non-league a little bit. I know I've watched a few non-league teams get to the playoffs in like the Isthmian and the Ryman system, and what tends to happen there is when the season finishes, a lot of players are completely free. So these kind of playoff clubs and these clubs who are playing those extra games are able to sign the best of the rest. And I wonder if the FA and the Football League don't do anything, whether we'll end up in the same situation. Because in theory, you have a bunch of players becoming, if they don't reach the playoffs and the playoffs roll over into July, then you have a bunch of players who don't have contracts who are able to be signed almost immediately, and the registration window will be open. So there's a lot of competitive advantages there that need to be discussed, because it could, in theory, a club that goes into the playoffs could sign the best of the rest, and that could be the difference in the playoffs. And that's something that the governing bodies need to look at.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of governing bodies, Ben Price, do you think the the Premier League, I'm laughing because I think they should, but I don't think they will. Do you think the Premier League should subsidise teams further down the pyramid in order to stop some teams potentially disappearing altogether?
Oh, 100%, I think they should. The Premier League's making so much money, it has a duty to the rest of football. I mean, not just in the Football League, but even looking at funding grassroots. There's thousands of clubs now in serious financial difficulty because of everything that's going on. They haven't got revenue coming in and they've got bills to pay that are still racking up. I genuinely do think the FA and especially the Premier League, with the money they've got, have a duty to everyone to sort of just say, look, we're putting this money aside. Each club donates a certain amount of their Premier League season earnings or TV revenue. Put that in a pot and distribute it however it sees fit. But I think they've got to make some sort of gesture, just purely because if they don't, then the rest of football's really going to struggle to recover from this.
Yeah, and Ben James, how much are Cardiff are a big club chasing promotion in the Championship. How much are they realistically going to be hurt by loss of match day revenue?
I think the match day revenue is the important thing, because it goes to pay the kind of club staff who aren't maybe necessarily the players. I think, you know, when you lose the match day revenue, you might lose on the TV revenue, because I think we have maybe had a few games before the end of the season. It might be ready to go on Sky. I know the Leeds game is ready to go on Sky, and I think the Preston game might have been on Sky as well. And that's a couple of £100,000 as well. And I think, you know, when you look at the Premier League, I think Manchester City, for example, their match day revenue is very small. It's a couple of percent on the balance sheet. But when you come to a club like ours, we don't have as many season ticket holders, say, and then we rely a lot on the floating voter. And I think if you're losing, say, 5,000 people per game over three or four match games, and they're all paying £20 each, that's going to add up before the end of the season. And I think that's what the club need to look to the governing bodies to make up, because that's going to pay your office staff and your ticket office staff, because I can imagine the ticket office staff are funded purely by the ticket sales, and that's where that money goes and all that kind of things. And I think, you know, everyone looks at this and goes, well, it's the players and the management are the problem, and they're the ones who are earning the money. But, or, you know, look at what happened at Barnet this week. Barnet, you know, a National League team, and they've had to make their 60 kind of non-playing staff redundant because simply there's no money there anymore from the match day sales. And I think Cardiff might not be the ones who are in most trouble, but it's as Ben Price says, it's a couple of rungs down the pyramid. If you're in League One or League Two and you're relying so much on your match day revenue, there's going to be clubs out there who are really scrambling around now. And I think that's where the fall in income needs to be made up.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't put it better myself. Listen, chaps, it's been really good fun chatting to you. Ben James and Ben Price from The View from the Ninian podcast, talking all things Cardiff City. Right, Love Sport is your station, giving fans a voice every night from 7 p.m. We put your club in focus. Tonight, of course, it's been the turn of Chelsea, Leeds and Cardiff. Still got Brighton, Sheffield Wednesday and Huddersfield to come. It's the fan shows on Love Sport. We've got your team covered with Churchill Business Insurance. Take the stress out of managing your business with Churchill. Churchill's standard policy provides £1 million of public liability cover with access to our 24/7 legal helpline. Not to mention a range of add-ons, including cover for your tools and business equipment, personal accident and employer's liability insurance. Visit the public liability page on churchill.com. Thank you very much again, of course, to Ben Price and Ben James there. Just like to echo their sentiments as well about the sad and all too early loss of Peter Whittingham, passed away at the age of 35. If you want to know what he could do on the pitch as a player, just look up on Google Peter Whittingham, Barnsley goal. Sadly missed by football and, of course, by Cardiff City fans. As I said, like to echo their sentiments. Tremendous player and a huge loss for the club and in general, of course. Right, got the Brighton and Hove Albion fan show coming up next on Love Sport.
For downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.